Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, today I got you. I got the thumbs up. We do a podcast. Al, what's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Yo.
So I had two different restaurant experiences locally. And I want to see what you think of these, Jerry. So one, I go to a local restaurant Friday evening. Now, we went, I think we had like 5:30 reservations or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was empty. Now, I knew it was going to get filled up, right? It's a small place.
Sure.
Small place. So it was Gina and I, so we're a couple. So there was one other table that had people at it in this place at this time. They were a couple. They sat us right next to them.
That's annoying.
The whole restaurant was
that
empty.
That is annoying.
A small restaurant.
You don't need to be on the other end of the restaurant.
Right.
Couple tables.
Even
spacing.
One table.
I agree.
Because it didn't fill up. Now, it eventually, by the time we were done with our meal, it was full. But it's understandable to sit right next to somebody when the restaurant's full. I expect it.
100%.
I don't expect it when the restaurant is empty.
No, that would be quite annoying.
It's weird.
Yes, quite annoying.
Then, the same place... The waiter comes over and goes through the specials. None of them written down. And it's not one special or two specials.
He's just telling you.
Yeah.
He's rattling them off.
Rattling them off.
That seems to be, that's become pretty common, actually.
Why, and I asked
I don't know.
Twitter, why? I like to look to see what I'm.
I asked Twitter.
I asked Twitter why this is. Like, if you're in the restaurant industry, perhaps right. There's a strategy to this.
Yeah.
Like, why do you not write down the specials on and put it on the mint, like
my guess
just
would
print
be,
a sheet of paper.
I'd love to know what they said. Yeah. My guess would be that they might not know what the specials are till that morning. And they're not taking the time to print it out. It's just, here you go, guys. Tell people. We need to get rid of this stuff.
Right. But a simple Word document and a print.
I said they're being lazy.
And especially this place probably has 15 tables in it.
Yeah.
Like, print it out.
Lazy.
Some places will print out a specials, but will give you one for the table. That's another funny thing.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be like you and your wife
pass
at
around.
Dinner, and then one of you gets a special. Like, come on.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it wasn't like, they weren't simple specials. It was like, and he went through the whole thing with the, so certain people said they
Did
don't
you
want
to. Go back to the second one?
Yeah. So this is what people told me, the people in the restaurant business. They said, one, they're too cheap to print it out, which is what he said. Two,
too cheap.
they think the interaction with the waiter or waitress is good, and that you'll be more engaged to order a special if you hear it told to you versus reading it.
Okay. I don't know if I buy that, but all right.
And then the third one, which wasn't true in this place, they said they don't want you to know the price. But this guy told me the prices of everything.
Yeah, so that's not valid in this
case. That wasn't valid. I just didn't like print it out. Because I said to after he got about to his fourth one, I said, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what you've said.
And you're already annoyed with where you're sitting.
And I'm already annoyed where I'm sitting. I don't know what you've said. I'm not even going to order a special. I'm going to pick something that I can look at and evaluate and compare on the menu. One thing this place also had, which I actually respect, it said, we will not alter any of the meals. Which I don't like that, but I respected it. I was like, good for them.
That's fair.
Now, like what Gina...
You also run the risk of someone walking out.
Right. Now, what Gina said, she says that way there's no way they could screw it up. Because
true, but
they're not going to screw up your order.
There are certain things you could be allergic to. You just don't like.
Yes,
you know, like there.
That's true.
And I'm not one of these people that you know ask to, you know, alter meals like crazy. We've seen people. We know people that do that.
Meal alterers.
But for instance, if there's a meal that's got onions in it, get them the hell off my dish. I don't want them. I don't like them. And if that's going to be a deal breaker, I'm leaving. You know, I don't think that's a huge ask.
Yeah, because what it does is it eliminates your options on the menu. So, like, yeah. I don't like cheese.
Right.
So anything with cheese on it, normally I could say without the cheese. Yeah, but sorry, that's altering the menu.
Correct. That is correct.
So as much as I wanted to critique this place on social media, Jerry, not on social media, but in, like, Google reviews.
In a review.
I was all set. I was all prepared for review. Chef comes over. Huge fan.
And then that was out.
I was like, this place is awesome.
So you can be bought, too.
I can be bought.
Can't we all?
I can be bought.
That is hilarious.
Okay, then the next evening, Saturday evening, Jerry.
I forgot. That's right. You're a weekend restaurant horse.
Weekend restaurant guy.
Yes.
Go to another restaurant. A place that, this is a newer Italian place in a surrounding town.
Okay.
That has such great food, I don't understand why it's not always packed.
Really?
Like, we could always get
the word
get
hasn't
in.
Gotten out yet, I guess.
Word hasn't gotten out yet. So, again, though, we tend to dine out earlier than usual.
Was this 3:30?
We normally go there like 5, but this time we went at, it was late. We got a very late start, 7:00.
Wow.
So the place was hopping. There was a very loud guitar and bass player playing. Very loud. And it appeared this guy was just learning the guitar.
Oh, God.
It was terrible. Like, bad. So we sit down. It is blasting.
Right.
So the waiter comes over, and I shout my order because I'm trying to make a point. I'm like, what kind of beer do you have on that? So there's a couple next to us. There's a couple and their parents. So one of the couple's parents. And I'm complaining to Gina loudly. This sucks. This thing sucks. I can't believe this. I go, I got to get out of here. Let's go. I said to the waiter, I go, can you move us to the back? Like, this is brutal. Right. Get up and move to the back. A beer comes to my table. That gentleman sent you a beer. The table we were sitting next to that heard me screaming.
Right.
His dad was playing the guitar.
Oh, man.
Jerry, I can't win. I can't win for losing.
Well, that's what happens when you open your mouth.
Again, I was going to be like, why would you have a loud band playing? This guy looks like he's playing, learning to play the guitar.
I'm amazed he sent you a beer when you were insulting his dad.
Yeah, I know.
Like, my God.
I know. This is how nice people are sometimes.
I guess, you know what? You made them feel bad.
I know. Actually, I felt bad about that. I got to...
They made you feel... You made them feel bad.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting there watching their dad, who clearly was struggling, and you're complaining about it so much so you wanted to be moved.
Yeah.
They probably felt like crap and embarrassed.
Yeah. They appeared to have some drinks in them, so they seemed to be having a good time. And So I felt bad about that. So again, could I put that in a review? No, I cannot.
No, you can't.
Because I can't be a douche.
You are reviewless this weekend.
Because I was on such a tear, Jerry. Like, I was in such an angry,
and that sucks
upset
too. And
mood.
It's the only thing you're really doing that you're looking forward to all weekend. Just to have any annoyance when you go out stinks.
Like, put them on the far part of the bar, or just lower. If they really would have just lowered the,
right, just give us a good ambience. You don't need it to
jacked
be
jacked it up.
I know. I'm with you. But I'm even like that at, like, not that I go to clubs. I don't.
Yeah, when you're clubbing?
No, but I've been to a few. They reach levels of absurdity.
Yeah.
You can't even hear yourself think in a restaurant. That's the last thing you want. I like a nice ambience.
Yeah, that's what I say.
You know, some chatter, some music, but let's not drown us out.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So I had two experiences where I wanted to leave reviews, and now I can't.
I hear you.
You're too popular, Jerry. This program has become too popular that I can't go out and give honest reviews.
I know. They're influencing you.
By the way, in both places, the food is tremendous.
Yeah.
My issue was with where I'm sitting, the reading of the specials.
Well, the first one, I honestly don't understand why they would put you right next to the person. It does drive you nuts, because I've been in that situation too.
Yeah.
Where if they're booths, who cares? But when it's table to table... Like, come on, can you separate us by one?
Right.
Just give us some space.
Right. They could have separated us by one, and then as it got filled, put the someone in between us. I would have totally understood that.
All right. People are coming in. You get it.
Yeah.
But at that point, that's just stupid.
I know. Because really the whole beginning part.
Silly.
Is weird.
And it puts you in a bad mood.
Yep.
Not that that takes much.
But... does not take much. It does not take much these days, Jerry.
I know. I tell you, we went to Friday night. Went to an Irish bar in Chicago where you went there. You walked in. You walked down the stairs. You'd never even know this place was there.
Was it like really old?
It was old, yeah. It was phenomenal. It was mobbed. But here's what you would have liked. Usually when you go to a bar on a Friday or a Saturday night, it's like, oh, it takes forever to get a drink.
Yes.
And I mean, it was around the entire bar. It was too deep. I mean, it wasn't like you could get right to the bar. You had to kind of reach over. They had 4 or 5 bartenders that constantly circled. You didn't wait more than 2 minutes.
That's nice.
It was great. And we were a group of like 12 that went. Never waited more than a minute or two to get their attention, to get a drink, because they were properly staffed for this night. And I tell you, this place was packed.
Makes a huge difference.
That's a place I would give a great review to because the drinks were good.
Yep.
And the service was outstanding.
Makes a huge difference when a place has help.
Yeah.
Any place. We talked about some of the supermarkets, the non, like Dearborn Farms. Mm-hmm. And what's the other one? That Orchard, Delicious Orchards.
Delicious Orchards on 34.
Both of those places have so many people working the registers that you're not.
You never wait.
Even when it's crowded. And then you go to a place like Walmart that's got 45 registers and one of them's open.
Yeah, I know. And Target's like that too now. They want you to, they don't want to pay the people. They want you to check out yourself now.
Right.
One thing about Dearborn, and I've said this for years, and I will continue to say it, is my favorite store by far.
Yeah.
Continues to be my favorite store. So this is more of a nitpick than anything. I've gotten a little tired of the deli counter not being staffed properly on Sunday morning.
That I don't like.
They used to have 1 million people back there. I get out there Sunday morning. I try to be one of the first ones in, so I can be one of the first ones out. It's like there's one older lady, and she's great, but she's not very quick, as you can imagine, and it takes sometimes 15 minutes.
Right, because the person in front of you is getting 19 different cheeses.
Oh, my God. Can you put a few more people? I mean, it's almost ruined my Dearborn experience the last several weeks.
Yeah.
But I still like the store a great deal, and I'm going to continue to go there, but it drives me crazy. I told Kim the other day, last week, I'm like, you go now. I'm like, I'll go in the morning. You get the cold cuts. You can go another time. I'm not doing this.
I know. It's been such a pleasure for me that I don't use the deli anymore.
Because
that was such
a pain in the ass.
So annoying.
I agree. Anywhere you go. That's why Dearborn always had it good with the number, and they always had it fully staffed, and the things on the, it was easy. Not so easy anymore. Not on Sunday mornings.
Right.
I should say.
This is more of a scientific question for you, Jerry. I'm going to see.
Oh, God.
This is one of the weird thoughts I was having. So, my dog is on many medications right now.
Yeah.
The total pills in a day I have to give her is 21.
You're kidding me.
21 pills.
And I give she her eats them?
Up until this morning. So, I was putting them in turkey.
Yeah.
I got like the cheap turkey that you get in the bin.
Yeah. Sure.
So this morning, one pill fell out while she was.
She noticed.
She saw it. She was like, that's it.
No more turkey. Really?
Not only no more turkey, no more taking any food from me. She's lost interest. So I had to had to get to work, but she has to take these pills. So I made like a piece of toast and put peanut butter and was hiding the pills in the, but I still couldn't handle it. Now she's taking them and chewing it. So I don't know if she could be chewing capsules. My question is this, when it comes to drugs in the system, do you think it matters how it gets in your
body? I think it does. I think certain pills, it does how it's dissolved in your body.
Right, this is what I think.
But like, I don't know that for sure.
Like if you were just as a human being, Jerry, I give you these pills. I said, Jerry, in order for you to feel better, the doctor has given me these pills to give to you. Please take these with water. And you take the pills with water and they go right into your belly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you decide you're not going to take the pills, and I've got to fool you, Jerry, and I give you a stack of pancakes, thick pancakes, and in it I hide 3 pills. Are those pills getting in your system properly, or are they getting mushed in with the pancakes and excreted before they are absorbed in your system?
No, I would think your body's breaking down everything that you consume is being broken down properly. I thought what you were going to say, if you bite into them and you break them and crush them. That I don't know.
Yeah, no, that I know for a fact. Like, there are certain pills you can't cut. The capsules are sometimes time-release capsules.
Right.
So if you're chewing them or if the dog chews them,
it's a problem.
It's a freaking problem.
There's nothing worse than when you got to give pets medicine. Like, for the cats,
yeah,
the pills have, for us, have never worked.
Yeah.
Because all of our cats we've ever had have been so smart, we would do the same thing. Hide it in a treat.
Yeah.
And the first time, it's no problem.
Correct.
But then they realize very quickly, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So now the only medicine we've ever used with the cats are the little,
the syringe?
Yes. And we got to hold their mouth open and shoot it down and close the mouth and then rub the neck. That works. And you can see if it went down or not. It is brutal trying to give pets medicine. I don't know.
Yeah, because in the morning it's 12 pills, and in the afternoon it's 9. I can't throw those all down my dog's throat.
Wow. I don't know what you do.
And I did it it's been going on for 2.5 weeks. Everything was going smoothly. And then I knew the day was coming, and today was the day where she was going to decide, not interested in
turkey
anymore.
So how many pills did she get today? Any?
I got all of them, but it was a fight.
Well, you're going to have a fight on your hands this afternoon,
I am.
Too.
I'm going to have to go. I've already made a list of things I'm going to attempt. Liverwurst, everyone told me.
Okay.
Hot dogs.
Okay.
Another type of cheese, but she's already shot down the cheese. I was doing cheese previously.
Cheese is easy because you can write in.
She already lost interest in cheese. She's also just lost interest in me handing her something. She's not interested.
Well, can't you put it down on the ground and she'll eat it?
Yeah, but some of the things, like the pills, get put in loose things. And
that's a problem. You have dog pill problems.
I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Sick of it.
And she's supposed to be on this medicine forever.
It seems like it.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible.
Then I also realized this, and this is more of a mental issue that I do need to get over, which I've not gotten over. I tried talking to Gina about this. I tried talking to Eddie about it. I already have my world is small, mm-hmm. right? I don't venture out of my little box.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, getting a dog has made my world smaller. Like,
you would think it would be bigger.
Right. It's made it smaller, and here's how. And I had an example from this weekend. 6 o'clock in the morning on the weekend, the dog was sleeping peacefully. She had already gone out. I had my breakfast. I had my coffee. I was sitting on the couch, and I was looking out at the ocean, Jerry.
Yeah.
And I said, I feel like walking right to the edge of the ocean, taking a couple deep breaths, and coming back.
Sounds fine.
I didn't do it because I have a dog. And I knew that upon re-entering, it would alert the she'd be alerted, up, unsettled. Now I'm dealing with an unsettled dog, not worth it. So I am boxing myself in.
Yeah, you have.
Even more. Same with going upstairs. I have a beautiful view upstairs.
I know you do.
I don't go up there.
Wow.
If I go up there, she's going to stay at the bottom of the steps and whine.
Why, she won't come up?
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
Oh, boy.
To me, it's not worth it. I'm like, you know, I'll just stay down here.
Yeah, no, that's.
But I'm shrinking. My world is a...
You're a slave to the dog now.
I am, and I don't want it. And I don't know. I'm trying to mentally break myself of it, and I don't know how to do it other than completely not give two craps if
she
cries.
Wants. Yeah, the problem is you're listening to it.
I'm still dealing with it, right?
Dealing with it worse.
Yes.
But... it's also the type of when you discipline a kid, if you give the kid everything at once,
yeah,
you're never going to get what you want. And the kid's going to become a pain in the ass. Your dog is becoming a pain in the ass.
Yes. That I've made her into.
Yeah.
By
acquiescing to everything she wants.
I feel like at a certain age with a kid, you can attempt to make and have an explanation. This is why
we're
doing
it. Them.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
The dog, I can't.
No, you can't.
But I also know I can't. Something's got to give or my head's going to explode.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of thinking about it.
Yeah. I'm just shrinking. I'm going to, at some point, Jerry, and I even realized when she was sick, now she's past her peeing in the house.
Because
mm-hmm. I adjusted the medicine, not the vet. I did.
Right.
I adjusted it properly, Jerry. I'm a doctor.
So you're supposed to give her 3 pills a day? You're up to 21?
No, 2 of the pills. Yeah. Well, I've adjusted it. It's worked.
Okay.
She's feeling better, and she's not peeing in the house.
All right.
But for that short time when she was, I was even sleeping on the couch because I didn't want her waking up peeing on the floor.
Jesus.
Figured I would hear her wake up.
What would bother me
is
it's one thing if you want peace and quiet, you go upstairs, you want to sit outside on your deck upstairs, and she's whining because you have a gate up. What would annoy the crap out of me is that she's got the freedom to just walk up the stairs and be with you. And it's almost as if she's saying, hey, come down here. This is my world, not yours.
You're right.
And you're letting her win that.
Yeah. It probably starts on the walks. I have to decide on the walks where we're going. Because now I kind of let her, hey, you want to go down this block? Yeah, we'll go down this block. You want to go this way? Yeah, we'll go smell over here. I let her be the pack leader, Jerry. I need to be pack leader.
Yeah. So you're not the dominant one.
I'm not.
That's a problem.
I am not. This is why I didn't have kids. Because I knew I would be a terrible parent of discipline.
You don't know that.
Disciplining.
You do not know that. I think it's easy to say. I don't think you know that for sure.
I also haven't fully come to grips that this is a permanent situation.
Well.
Seriously.
Unless you're going to let her just walk out the door and leave.
Which I'm not.
Right. So.
But all I keep thinking of is, because now that
life before her.
Yeah. Now that I know her and love her.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could do about it.
No, you're in a committed relationship.
But I can't get past the fact that I made this decision 3 years ago.
You have to.
I know, but I know that. I cannot mentally get past it.
That's a problem for you then. Because it ain't changing.
Right, it's not changing.
Unless the Flash is here and he's going to bring you back 3 years and a day to where we can talk you out of it, which some of us tried.
Nor would I even want, if someone came to me and said, I've got a big farm, I would love to have her run in the, I wouldn't give her up because I would miss her. Because I now know her and love her.
For sure.
I wanted to get to a point where I was prior to this relationship beginning and then make the correct decision.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
I can't. But I can't get past that in my head.
You need her to be a good, quiet dog is what you need. And she's not.
Yeah, I mean.
Because she's hurting.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. You know what? I got to say that.
What's that?
Well, I mean, the only positive for you in terms of your head.
My mentals.
About clearing your head. And she's not going to live to be 20 years old.
Correct.
I mean, it's a terrible thought, but that you didn't get her when she was a puppy.
Right.
So she's midlife.
She's midlife.
You just got to.
But I'm midlife. Maybe I go first.
I would doubt it, but don't will her to me.
Oh, you're getting her, Jerry.
I got cats.
You are getting her. She loves cats, I'm sure.
She's going right to Gina. That's where she's going. She's going around Gina's house.
And Gina sometimes, very nicely, will say, well, I'll take her for the night. That is a temporary fix.
Correct.
I don't want that.
That's like when people tell me to go to the chiropractor. I'm like, I'm not interested. I want to be fixed.
Right.
I don't want to just have a Band-Aid put on.
Right.
I'm with you. I know what you're saying. Because at the end of the day, that's kind of like when people talk about, you know, boy, games being back, great distraction from my miserable life we're leading. Yeah, and then the game's over. Then what? You haven't solved anything.
Yes.
All you did was put it on the shelf for 3 hours, and when you come back, you still have the same mess that you never cleaned up.
Which is why when people use alcohol or weed to escape, you're back to your reality until you do it again. Then all of a sudden, you're in this loop where you're
correct
drinking or weeding all day long.
Way too much. Because it's what makes you feel better, even though you've never really fixed the problem.
Right.
It's true. Yeah, dude, you're in a tough spot. Because I know you mentally.
I'm in a tough spot for me. Not for normal people.
No,
normal people can handle much worse.
For sure.
I can't handle the smallest thing.
I'm not talking about anybody else. You.
Yeah.
Which, again, comes back to why in the hell you did this in the first place.
This is what I mean, though. This is where I keep going back. I keep going back.
I know. Was when you were looking, because we talked about this a million times.
Yeah.
You were so into looking at the different breeds, and you were really into which, you know, works in a condo.
Yeah.
I mean, I really felt like you did a lot of research.
I did.
As you were looking, did you ever have in your head saying, this is a bad idea, but I really want to try it?
Yeah.
You did.
And it wasn't the breed I chose. It's the idea that I did it without a yard. So everything is a walk.
I agree with that. I said that to you.
Yeah, you did.
It's one thing when you have a dog that you can open the door with a fence and let him just go run around, get the energy out. It's like we saw when we were in Manhattan 2 weeks ago, we saw a woman walking a gigantic dog. And we're like, that dog lives in an apartment building in New York City. Like, that dog needs to run.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Now, your dog doesn't need to run. She ran a lot already. But she still needs to go out and jog and right. fresh air.
Which is why I like to take her on these longer walks. But then everything. And like I was saying to Gina, part of what's making my world very small, the other part is that I know if I go out to do something, when I return, I have to take her out.
Yeah. Well, for sure.
Because she's, again, when I walk in the door, she's up. She's ready to roll.
To a much, much, much lesser extent. You now have an idea of the responsibility of a parent.
Yeah, like I can't imagine.
Once the baby comes out, that's where life changes. Because it's not like, hey, you want to go run out and grab something? Yeah, sure, what the hell? It's not, yeah, sure, what the hell anymore. It's what the baby can't go there and no one can watch her and we just can't.
Yep.
Everything changes. It's very different.
Yeah.
We're at the point now after 18 years of being back to we can do what we want when we want because Matthew will be 19 soon and he's more than capable of not only watching Joseph but watching him overnight. And
yeah.
I got to tell you, it's a great feeling.
And sometimes it's hard to adjust back to that.
Yeah, we've done well.
Yeah.
But I could see that too. I could absolutely understand people that would say they had trouble with that. Like a lot of our friends are like, my God, our kids are getting older. What's going to happen when they're gone? It's going to be us stuck with one another again. I haven't had that feeling yet. Maybe my wife has. If she has, she hasn't told me.
Yeah.
But I get it. I really do.
Yeah.
You're in a spot.
I am in a spot, Jerry. All right.
Did you see a dog therapist?
Dog therapist. I'm going to go try liverwurst and hot dogs.
Man. I feel bad for you.
Or Eddie had a great idea. Since my dog is a scavenger on walks and will eat anything on a walk, take the pills, put them in food, drop them on the sidewalk in front of my house, and then take her out.
Yeah, hope nothing eats it by the time you get back out there. Like the homeless guy from down the block.
Or somebody else's random dog just eating all my dog's pills on the street.
That's funny.
I might try that trick.
That makes it really hard, though.
Yeah.
The 21 pills a day.
Yeah.
God damn.
And it seems to be working.
Which is great, but...
But I also think this. Out of 21 pills, it's probably one thing that's really doing the job, and the others are, like, not working great. And
unfortunately, you don't know which one.
I was going to start eliminating pills.
Yeah. I guess you could. When she starts crying, you know which one you got to add back.
That's a great way to do it. If she whined again, bring that green capsule back.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. You were here for that, yeah?
What?
You were here for the warm-up
program?
Yeah,
I was here. Okay. I'll be here all week.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll do that now. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. We start a new week. It's Monday. It's 5:02. What do you say? The Eddie Scazzeri. Haven't seen you in a while. You still look pretty good. And across from me, his name is Al McDukes. What's up?
Good morning, Jerry. I was reminded, I guess yesterday was Selection Sunday.
It was. It was.
Which means now we're going to get everybody's, like, every local radio station.
Their brackets.
Yeah.
My final four.
Get to our website and check our brackets of best pizza in Monmouth County. It's Federici's going up against Vic's Pizza. Who do you have in your...
I have Lestrada.
Get lost with all your stupid brackets.
I like Lestrada.
What's Lestrada?
The pizza place I go to.
I mean, listen, we did it years ago.
It's hokey.
Boomer and Carton. It was the Tournament of Babes. Like, it just...
I remember that. That's right.
No one ever wants to move on. Like, everyone wants to do the same thing. Like, I already heard from CBS, we're sending you the brackets to fill out. Stop sending the brackets.
Some people are into it. Some people are not.
This is like Christmas
for some people. People like this, these next 2 weeks, more than any other 2 weeks in the year.
Those are lonely people.
They're sports fans. They like college basketball.
They don't.
A lot of people say college basketball doesn't start till now. I hate that because it's been going on since November 3rd.
Correct. This is like when the Olympics have us ice skating and everyone watches.
Right.
And you go, you know what? If you love ice skating so much,
all year.
Yeah,
this
have
is my thing with the World Cup.
Yes.
Everybody loves soccer when the World Cup comes out. Well, it's America. Okay. Yeah. You watching the American gymnastics on ESPN on Tuesday night? It's America versus Canada.
Right.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Right. Phonies. Just like the Super Bowl. You get 100 million people that watch it. There are a lot of people that actually don't watch football, but they tune in Super Bowl Sunday.
I guess so.
So it's an event. It is what it is. For me, don't care. I'm out.
So Rutgers is not in. But then,
they didn't make it.
But then I get so confused this time of year, Jerry.
Yeah.
So Rutgers, they're like, Rutgers isn't in.
In the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Correct.
So then they go, Rutgers has a game Thursday. What?
Tuesday.
So I thought it was over.
The NIT, which used to be the premier tournament. I don't know when that I have to go back and look. I don't know when that changed, but the NIT used to be the premier tournament in the country.
Better than the Final Four?
It was like the NIT was it, and then the NCAA tournament took over.
Oh, okay.
And the NIT's become like the secondary tournament.
Oh, right.
Which has a lot of good teams in it, but it's not the NCAA tournament. So Rutgers did accept that. North Carolina said no.
They passed,
which is really douchey, but whatever.
Why is that?
That's fine. They passed because they probably feel like they're above it. Now, keep in mind, North Carolina, I believe, started the season as the number one team in the country, and they missed the NCAA tournament. So maybe some embarrassment.
Yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, they're embarrassed, Jerry.
But it is neat, though. You get a cool matchup with Hofstra, so that's kind of fun. So that's tomorrow night at Rutgers, which makes my travel very easy.
So then how does that end,
the NIT tournament? The NIT Final Four is in Las Vegas the week of March 27th, I think. Something like that. The semifinal game would be the 28th, and the championship would be the 30th if they get there.
So confusing, Jerry.
Well, it's not.
I mean, championships only.
NCAA tournament and the NIT.
Is there another tournament going on in case you
don't
make it?
There is for much lesser teams. Right. The CBI, I believe, is still in play. Right. There used to be. Wasn't the CIT the one Bob Dwyer's brother ran?
CIT?
Yeah. Is that right?
No, the CBI.
Oh, it's the CBI. Yeah. So, but that's it. Those are much smaller tournaments.
All right. It's tournament time, Jerry.
It is tournament time.
Go to my Twitter to follow my tournament of Bruce Springsteen songs.
There you go. When did you do that?
Thunder Road going Saturday? Up against Backstreets in the first round.
I will tell you yesterday. So I got back Saturday late afternoon from the trip to Chicago with the Big Ten tournament. And I'm like, all right, so the selection show's 6 p.m. on Sunday. Everybody that I talked to thought Rutgers was in, at the very least would be in the play-in game. I said, okay, fine. So you kind of wait around all day. And I was watching the brackets. I'm like, when are they going to call their name? Like, let's go. And then when I saw the final number 11 seed not go to them, I said, ew. And then I realized, all right, the NIT, here we go.
I was reading, Jerry. It said soft schedule. That's what I kept reading.
No, that's no.
A slide, no, no. End of season slide and a soft schedule.
Yes. Nah, the soft schedule doesn't mean much because they played 20 Big Ten games. So they played Miami, who's the number 6 team in the country or something like that right now, or whatever they are, number 10, I forget. No, they played good. I don't. That to me doesn't mean much. It's the losing the games at home to Nebraska, Northwestern, losing that game in Minnesota when they were up by 10 with a minute to go. That game is probably what sealed their fate. Losing at Ohio State on a game winner that should not have counted. They said they took it into account. I don't think they did. There was a lot that went into it, but I think, listen, they walked out of Madison Square Garden after beating Michigan State in early February. I think they were 16-8, something like that. And they were playing great. One of their big defenders got hurt, Mwat Mag, and they haven't been in the same since. Now, they played well in Chicago. They beat Michigan and then, you know, really played Purdue well, but not enough.
You know who I like to win it all, Jerry? Alabama.
Oh, you're an Alabama fan now. Okay. Sure you are.
That's the kid with the gun, right?
That was the kid that was involved in that scenario, yes.
He can't root for them, Jerry.
They're actually the number one overall seed.
That's what I heard.
That is correct. They are the number one team.
I'm going to be rooting against them for sure.
I understand. I hear you.
You got kids with guns playing. I'm voting the other team.
Will you be even the least bit interested in UConn Iona with Rick Pitino as the head coach of Iona?
No.
Like, you wouldn't even... I don't mean are you going to watch the game. I meant would you even check in on the score?
No.
Not at all.
Here's the thing. Rick Pitino is a weird dude.
Well, we know this.
Right? He's just a weird... weird eyes. He just looks like a creep.
And probably be the St. John's head coach soon.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it looks like.
He just looks like a guy who had a lot of hidden things going on in his life.
He looks like a shyster.
Yeah. Who hasn't slept and it's finally catching up with him.
He might not have slept. He's got a coach.
Yeah.
But that is a huge rumor right now. And he's got to fight off. So this is what's really hard about when you want to hire a guy like this and his team's in the NCAA tournament. He's going to have nonstop questions. And everybody thinks he's going to St. John's. His players got to be like, hey, coach, what about us?
Yeah, we're in the tournament now.
Right. And he's trying to answer all the questions properly, but it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Then the other thing I just kept looking, I would look a couple times a day, Jerry. I would go on Twitter to see if Aaron Rodgers did anything.
Oh, I can't take this anymore.
Me neither. So here's the thing. Here's what we know.
Soon.
Yeah. And you know what soon's going to be? It's going to happen at some point after 10 a.m. Wednesday, because that's when Boomer and Geo sign off, and they're both off Thursday and Friday, which means you and Sal
can talk about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
That's a guarantee. You can guarantee it. You can guarantee Rodgers to the Jets will happen after 10 a.m. Wednesday.
I like your theory. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a decision is made sometime tomorrow afternoon. I think they get Wednesday out of it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be. I don't know if he's going on with McAfee. I don't know. But the fact that he admitted at some point we've got to figure this out, and the time's coming with Brandon Marshall, I think it'll be in the next couple of days.
Why are they both off Thursday and Friday? They vacationing together?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
That would be nice.
G asked me a few weeks ago,
okay,
about these days, and Boomer I didn't know was off until recently.
Me neither. I looked at the we get an emailed schedule. I looked at it and was like, oh, Boomer's off too. All right.
How about that? Yeah. And I do know someone tipped me off to, you guys were discussing like scenarios in case Rutgers was in Denver on Thursday and Friday. Yes. And because I told Spike, last week when he asked me, or 2 weeks ago when G was off, I said, I'm good. I said, it is the NCAA tournament. I don't know where they'll be. I'll be more than happy to try and figure out if we're in an Odyssey city. So I was looking at Orlando. Odyssey's got like 7 radio stations in Orlando.
Oh, is that right?
So I thought if Rutgers ended up there, no problem. Then there were cities like Des Moines And Denver, I'm like, I don't know about that. So, and Sacramento, that would have been early.
That would have been very early for you.
But it didn't happen, so okay. We're okay, and we're here we go. Yeah,
I know. I was sad that Rutgers didn't get injured.
I was too.
But I was so happy that we'll have Jerry Recco all week long.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
The Jerry and Sal show.
Yeah,
Thursday
I like working with Sal. I was texting with him Saturday night.
And CeeLo will be in those
yes.
days? Okay.
Correct. So that'll be Thursday and Friday.
That's exciting.
I will tell you, as much as it sucks, and it does suck, and I feel bad for the kids.
Yeah.
Travel-wise, you know what? This is a tournament Rutgers can go win. I think it's still kind of cool to hang a banner, if you can. They can also lose to Hofstra. Who knows?
How many teams are in the NIT?
32.
32 teams. Okay.
Correct.
And they play them all, like Rutgers will have all of them at home?
Well, if they win, the first three would be at home.
Okay.
And then again, the final four for the NIT would be in Las Vegas.
Got it.
I got to be honest, that wouldn't suck.
That would not suck for you, Jerry.
That would be kind of cool.
Sipping Mai Tais poolside in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Maybe I'll work one of those days and get a feel for what it's like to do the warm-up show at 2 a.m.
For the Super Bowl
next
year. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, is it 2 a.m. or what? No, they're
there'll be three hours behind. Yep.
Okay, so it'll be a 2 a.m. warm-up show. Oh, God.
Did you know we were moving our clocks ahead this weekend?
I did, yeah.
I didn't. I got all excited because I got up, and the clock in my bedroom sets itself.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my gosh, 5:30, I made it. Somehow the dog lasted. I went downstairs, and my oven said 4:30. I was like, what? I thought we stopped that. I thought the farmer said we don't have to do that anymore.
No, I did too, but I guess they didn't approve it.
Oh, it didn't get approval?
Right. But didn't they push the clocks ahead?
Yeah, clocks ahead, yeah. That's why when I went downstairs, it was 4:30, but it was really, they'd been moved ahead to 5:30.
Oh, I see. You thought the dog made it to 5:30,
yes.
Which it did, but technically it was 4:30 based on our calendar. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
I still always think how cool that would be when you're on the radio, like doing the overnight show.
I've done it. Not cool.
No, when the hour moves ahead.
Do it in November. It sucks. Or October, whatever it is. Hey, 2 a.m. again.
I would just rerun that hour and be like, I'll see
you guys in an hour. Can Bill and White Plains call up again, please?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, but that's got to be cool when you're on the air and it's like, an hour's gone.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock now? Look at that. And you get paid the same, by the way.
Right, shift rate.
Oh,
that
God.
Hour just flew by.
Yeah, oh, it flew by all right. My God. And I guess if you're the anchor, you got to say good morning. It's 3 o'clock, not 2 o'clock.
Right?
You skip right over it, right?
Skip right over 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I did both of them, one time each, way back in the day. And you're right. This one is fun.
Yeah.
Boy, the one in October or November, whenever the hell we do that, that is brutal.
Spring forward. You sprung forward, Jerry. That's easy.
It's like doing a regular Sal show now.
Yeah. Yes.
It's 5 hours instead of four. Long.
God bless him, Jerry.
Yeah, I know.
I heard CeeLo. I clicked on CeeLo for a few seconds.
Yeah, me too. A few seconds.
Yeah, I heard Aaron Rodgers. I went, goodbye.
I actually listened to him for about 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah, he hit on a lot of different topics.
I bet.
Aaron Rodgers was one. That is true. He actually had someone ask him about the Devils. I'm like, look at that.
Wow.
Someone asked him about the Nets. I'm like, here, who, by the way, had a great win yesterday. I know you didn't watch it. But they took on Jokic and the Nuggets in Denver and won. And guess who's in front of who now in this city?
The Nets are in front of the Knicks.
That's right. Very even records, but because of a winning percentage, the Nets are slightly ahead right now. They won 5 of 6.
All right. What about the Knicks?
Knicks stopped a 3-game losing streak. Okay. They won and they beat the Lakers last night.
Because they had won 9 straight, lost then 3 straight.
Yeah.
And then won last night.
They beat the Lakers. It was a good win, too, last night. Actually, the Lakers were playing well.
And so LeBron's still hurt, right? He's not even getting looked at for like another 2 weeks.
I don't know when he's going to be back. It's going to be a little bit of time.
Hmm.
But that's a good win for the Knicks last night. You know, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. game out there. You know, where all of a sudden you could be looking up at a 4-game slide. Instead, they stop it. So, good way. It's weird having both teams out west like that at the same time. Actually, kind of sucks.
I don't like the West.
You don't? Well, you love Arizona.
I know. I don't like things going on in the West because I feel like it's like during baseball season when the Mets go on that West Coast trip. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know what goes on then.
Right. Well, especially when you go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
It's very difficult. I mean, you're going to bed 2 hours before first pitch. You wake up. Eddie's woken up before, and they're in the ninth inning sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
I mean, that is kind of bizarre. But if you lived out there, and this is something we've always talked about, and I've been in California during the NFL season with my family, it is awesome. It's like when we get the London games. The difference is the day is over by 8 p.m.
Yes.
with or without London games.
That's beautiful.
It is tremendous. 10 a.m. football. The late games are on at 1. It's so awesome.
Your primetime games are on at...
at a 5 o'clock.
5:30.
At a nice, normal time. And you can still go to bed at a normal time, which is kind of cool. Why don't we move to California for football season?
Oh, I like that.
That would be fun.
We winter in California.
Yeah. We go to Northern California if you want a little bit of a season, or we go to Southern California if you want warmth. Or Arizona.
I want warmth, Jerry.
Then maybe Arizona.
That's all I want in my life.
I understand.
Warmth.
I get it. Yeah, as opposed to these walks along the ocean when the wind's whipping up when it's 34 degrees out.
I've had it with the New Jersey. I have. I've had it with New Jersey.
I know. I understand.
I was trying to do the math like for all of us around here. We get, as far as good months go,
Four of them.
June, July,
August. I don't
August,
even think June is great.
September, October. I'll give you 5 months. So 7 months are crap.
See, I would go July through October. I do not think June is any good.
Really?
June, it can be.
Because a lot of people want to try to push May onto that
but
list.
But May's not good anymore. How about our Memorial Day weekend show last year? We were freezing. It was misty. It was cold.
May's out.
And yet, May can be beautiful, and June can be beautiful. Instead, I feel like everything's been pushed July, August. Yeah, I would go July to October.
When I was a child, I felt like March started good weather. It was like March, April, May.
Seasons have shifted, my friend.
Yeah, they've shifted, Jerry. Yes.
That's why October is a better month now than April is. Like, April stinks.
April sucks.
Right, I agree.
Plus, they say this, April showers bring May flowers.
You know what's happening already? A lot of weeds. Already.
Weed, the weed people, Jerry?
No, I don't mean the fun weed. I mean weeds in front of your house. Like, it's March 13th. It's still 30 degrees out at night. I got to deal with weeds already?
You got to blast that with some Roundup, Jerry, and breathe that in.
Oh, I hate weeds. Weeds and groundhogs, they're starting to surface.
You've got a battle with groundhogs, Jerry. Battle them every year.
I got to call your friend now and get that taken care of.
They get under your shed.
Oh, they're under the shed.
They raise the roof. They're pushing your shed up off of the...
I might have a family of 30 under there.
A family of 30.
Oh, my God.
They're building a dam with their beaver tails.
Beaver tails? We're talking about groundhogs.
Groundhogs.
Let's take a break. We got to figure out the difference between a groundhog and a beaver. Beaver?
The beaver.
All right, 5:18. It's Monday. We love Monday. We're just getting started, and then Boomer and Gio at 6 on the Fan.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it's a busy Monday for you. It's the warm-up show till 6 o'clock. Boomer and Gio then. So much to get to. It's actually one of the busier days I can actually remember because of this. I thought this yesterday, Al, and this goes to conversation I think we all agree with, that all these seasons are too long. Think about right now, and think about when you were a kid, the amount of crossover that we have right now compared to maybe when we were kids we just didn't realize it. I don't remember it like this. You've got the NHL, you've got the NBA coming down the final stretch. The WBC is in full swing. You've got spring training baseball going on. The end of college basketball and the NCAA tournament about to begin. You've got this free, I think this is it. The free agency in football is where it's different.
Yeah.
This tampering stuff begins today. What the hell else is there? It's every sport.
Yeah, that's the thing, because the NFL has now just spread itself out through the whole year.
Yeah, like baseball used to have that and had the lock on that. Now football has done it as good or better than baseball, actually.
I'd like to blame, I kind of blame all of these sports media, because there's so much time to fill.
Yeah, you're not
so
wrong.
So just like the fact that people are going to get on here and everywhere and do more hours and hours on Aaron Rodgers is mind-numbing to me.
Like, this has been going on for weeks.
But I don't understand how it's physically possible
to further this.
Yeah.
I agree.
Without driving yourself insane.
Right. It's just a matter of him making a decision now. Did he do that psychedelic thing yet?
No, that's in June.
Oh, I thought it was this week. Okay.
No, that's it. He'll already be the Jets quarterback, Jerry, when
he goes
to Denver.
He might be. It was interesting, though. I mean, you want to talk about how you forward the story. I will say, the one thing that was eye-opening, funny, weird, was the GM. Was it the GM or the president?
GM.
That was talking about, was it Gutenkunst or was it?
It was a Mark Murphy.
Right, isn't he the president?
President.
Right.
That's it, Jerry.
Not
president.
It was him.
President
Biden,
I think, was saying this.
I mean, so like, if he's back, we'll deal with it. Like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it said, this is what I wrote down, Jerry. Packers president Mark Murphy on if there's a scenario where Aaron Rodgers is on the Packers. Quote, I mean, unless if things don't work out the way we want them to, yeah. Wow.
That is, I don't know
tremendous.
Why, that is eye-opening.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I mean, if that doesn't tell you that, hey, we don't want you coming back.
Get lost.
Oh, my God. It's basically the Jets are go away.
Yes, it was that great.
It was fascinating.
Could you imagine where Aaron Rodgers is back on the Packers? Yeah, like if this goes completely wrong, I guess, sure.
Right, he's got a contract.
Right.
And we have to pay him if he shows up, and we owe him a lot of money.
A lot of cash,
Jerry. Oh, my God. I thought that was actually kind of funny.
You know, with this NCAA tournament going on, I'm a little confused, Jerry. I looked at, I see press releases, right? Like that
okay.
CBS puts out as
yeah.
well. And it says, CBS, Warner Brothers Discovery Sports, and CBS present the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
So all those other, you know, every year the tournament is on CBS and then
right.
all these other.
So that you can
TV.
Get every game is available.
Yeah. So I guess those channels are now under Warner Brothers / Discovery Plus owns them.
Okay.
Like TBS.
Well, it's a good thing you're a Discovery Plus subscriber. You can watch all your games.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Really?
Those games aren't going to be on my Discovery Plus, Warner Brothers Discovery Plus app that I pay for every month.
Well, why not?
They won't be.
Well, so where, I don't even know, where are the games going to be?
They'll
other
be
than
the usual
CBS.
True
TBS,
TBS,
okay.
TBS, TNT,
all
that stuff. But if those are Warner Brothers Discovery Plus networks and I pay for the app, give me the games.
Not that you're going to watch them, but if you are a subscriber, I would think you should get the games.
Yeah, you do not.
That's odd. Okay.
That's
well, it's a good thing you don't care.
All protecting big cable, Jerry.
That is bizarre.
Big pharma, big cable, big chicken. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
Big chicken. Protect your chicken.
It's all
protect your
there.
Chicken. Yeah.
Did you see this wild story, Jerry, over the weekend that had some video to it about a college baseball game?
Oh, I have the audio if you'd like to hear it.
All right. So let me set it up here. It was a college game between New Orleans and Mississippi Valley State.
This right. New Orleans is up 7-3.
It happened Friday night. And I guess the ump behind home plate starts making very... egregious strike calls.
So on 1-1, there's a pitch that's it's a breaking ball that basically ends up at the guy's ankle, and he calls it strike two. And the batter is like, what? And he's pointing like, how can that be a strike? The very next pitch, and this is the Mississippi Valley State announcer.
Okay.
Who is obviously beside himself. Did you see the video?
I did.
I mean, this strike three call is horrific, as he will tell you.
1-2 coming. It's down. Oh, my gosh! Wow! He got rung up on ball two, and the game is over. Oh, my goodness. That is horrific.
Yes, it was. It really was.
It's great.
Like, there have been bad calls, and I'm thinking, all right, how bad could this possibly be? And so when the video first rolls, you see, I'm like, well, this can't be it because it's only 1-1. And they're like, oh, all right, he called that a strike. I'm like, that's bad. That's not that bad. If you want to make the case, it broke at his knees and dove down. Hey, you can make that case. Then you see the strike three. Oh, my God.
Well, they took very swift action. That dude was suspended
by the conference.
Like, right away. It wasn't any of this, we need to have a hearing, and you're just goner.
Video don't lie.
Yeah,
this
one
was down, away. I mean, this would have hit a batter if he was left-handed.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It was very bizarre.
Now, they were going to lose anyway. It was 7-3, but that's not... The announcer, if it goes on a little bit longer, I mean, it was enough. How long am I going to play it for? He goes, you know, something like, clearly the umpire had somewhere to go.
He wanted out of there.
That's what it felt like. So, yeah, it was. If you haven't had a chance to check out that video, all you have to Google is college ump suspended, and their videos pop up immediately.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Then last week we had Justin Turner take a fastball to the face, right, Jerry?
Yes, correct.
Then yesterday we had Starling Marte.
Yeah, right to the head.
Got drilled in the head by a pitch.
Yeah.
He seems to be all right.
Yeah, and the pitcher immediately, like, hands to his head, like, ugh. He didn't mean to do it.
But it just reminded me, remember last year the Mets were just constantly getting drilled?
All the time. Hit by the most, no one got hit more than the Mets, I believe.
We're right back into it.
Yeah. Well, let's hope when it begins in a couple of weeks that that doesn't happen.
Now, this hit him where, on the ear flap?
It was more on the head. Like, it was...
But it didn't hit bare skin.
No. It hit him on the helmet. It was more, it was above the ear flap, I believe. It was more like top of the head.
I mean, the sound that makes...
Yeah.
What's weird is when you...
I wonder if we have it.
When you know it's... I did see it because there was some dude doing the game with Keith Hernandez.
Yeah, it was Kevin Fitzgerald, who I don't know who that is.
Kevin Fitzgerald, and why does Keith Hernandez have to
Because he just signed a very lucrative contract, and they said, you want this money? You're going to do some spring training games.
Yeah, I guess so.
We don't have it in the system.
Yeah, it was, you hear, whoosh.
We could have had Pat. So Pat McCarthy and Keith Rad did the game yesterday on WCBS 880, but we don't have it.
Okay.
I'll have to go find it.
I saw the baseball. I heard I watched the video with the baseball, the TV call.
Sure, there. Sure. I just thought someone would. Yeah, we do have, but we don't have that either. All right, never mind.
Jerry, which is a more of a wuss reason for staying out of the game? I'm going to give you two scenarios.
It can't be getting hit in the head with a baseball.
No. Okay. That's okay. Kodai Senga was scratched with, quote, finger discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Well, he does pitch. That makes sense.
Finger discomfort. Or Aaron Boone on sitting Anthony Rizzo, quote, his back was a little cranky.
So neither, because of where we're at.
Cranky back,
Jerry. It was March 12th. You've still got 3 weeks to go before the season actually begins. Not quite, but you get my point. Let's relax. Now, Anthony Rizzo missed a lot of time because of a back injury last year, and the Mets just paid Senga a lot of money. Why throw him out there?
I've been watching baseball a long time, Jerry. Long time. It's still, every once in a while, a phrase will come out of the mouth of somebody who's been in baseball a long time that I've never heard before.
Right, sure.
And cranky back is one of them.
Yep.
I love it.
A back injury is what basically ended Don Mattingly's career. Hall of Famer in my eyes, and if he would have been healthy, he would have had a much longer and more productive career than it was. So you got to, and someone has back issues. It's hard. I get it.
I get a cranky back sometimes for the long commute in. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
Like, I don't. I put the heat on. I feel great.
Cranky back.
You know where I get the crankiness is? In my neck. Actually, when I'm in the car for a long time. Yeah. More so than the back.
Yeah, you're right. I get the cranky neck.
That sucks. Especially if you're, how about this? You got to go on a long ride and it starts within the first 15 minutes. You're like, I got to deal with this for four hours. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. You got to get one of those. I get one of those like lacrosse balls and I put it behind my back shoulder.
And it works.
And I massage myself as I ride, Jerry. It does work, actually.
I should try that.
Yeah. It doesn't work if you wear a big, heavy winter coat because then they can't get through the padding.
Put it inside the coat.
You got to put it inside.
Do that. Do you think when we were kids, when players got injured, we knew the extent of the injuries, or we're just in this day and age of so much information? Yeah. If a guy's out, they're going to give you every last detail as to why.
Yes, we're into too much information. And then I'll tell you where you don't, when you don't get it.
Are you going to come up with the NHL and the lower body injuries?
No, but that's a good one. This Bruce Springsteen has canceled three shows, and all they're saying is illness.
Yeah.
And people want more information. Just like we get in sports, you get all the information.
They give you nothing.
Nothing. Well, who's ill? What's the illness?
But he's 70-something years old. He's sick. Okay.
But maybe it's him. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's somebody else in the band. You know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, people just saying this show is canceled due to illness is not good enough.
But wouldn't you think
we need more?
Wouldn't you think? I get if he's sick. He's the performer. He is. You can tell me he's Bruce Springsteen. He doesn't have someone on backup in case the drummer gets sick.
I don't think he has a backup drummer. The other guys have gotten sick, but they have so many people on stage now. You lose a guitarist, they've gotten through it. They even got through with the saxophone player being out. They had another horn guy grab the saxophone.
So what we're thinking then, it's either Bruce or the drummer.
That's my thoughts.
All right. You better hope when he comes here, he's not sick.
Well, I think that's what maybe he's making sure he doesn't cancel the Garden date.
Which is when?
April 1st.
We're getting
there. Couple weeks. We're getting there, Jerry.
I tell you what, if he ain't playing by then, we got problems.
Real problems.
He's how old?
73.
And who's his drummer?
Max Weinberg.
How old is he?
I'm not sure. Older fella as well.
Older, yeah. Not 35.
Not 35.
Mm. You might.
These guys get the COVID, Jerry, or the norovirus.
In a case like that, where were these shows?
The show tomorrow in Albany has been canceled. The show last night at Mohegan Sun was canceled.
Wow.
And then a show in Columbus was canceled.
So my question would be, I saw the tickets when I was out there. So my question would be, does he go back there or that's it?
No,
they're canceled, you get refunds.
No, they said, hold on your tickets.
They'll circle back.
But you know what sucks? Like if you're a Mohegan Sun goer, like you booked a room.
You planned the whole thing, yes.
And now?
Correct. And those rooms are not cheap.
Nor were they refunded, as I see people complaining. But nor should they be. I mean.
Right. Show canceled like day of?
Day before?
Day before. That's
rough. Day before, Jerry.
That sucks.
Yep.
All right. We got to take a break. That sucks, too. And then when we come back in like 2 minutes, don't go very far. We got mores to do, and then we'll get to Boomer and Geo at 6 o'clock on this Monday on The Fan.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let it roll. That's enough. 20 in front of 6. Good morning. Wake your ass up. It's Monday. Here we go. Going to get a new week rolling. What else you got?
We were talking NCAA tournament before, Jerry, and I said I wanted to see it on the Discovery Plus app since it's Warner Brothers Discovery. So a fella named Witas on the Twitter says to me, NCAA has an app. It's free. You can watch every game.
Oh.
And then I knew he was wrong. And
he is wrong.
Yeah, you got to sign in with your cable.
Oh, okay.
So you don't. Really, probably the cheapest way to do it, if you don't have cable and you're a cord cutter, Paramount Plus. Because at least you will get the CBS games.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and they're all CBS games.
No, they're on True TV.
Right, but doesn't CBS run them all? You have CBS announcers. Isn't everyone a CBS Mike Flag? Every game? Like, CBS owns the rights to the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And those other stations are their properties.
This is what I'm saying, Jerry.
So confusing.
You and I work in sports media,
and we're
correct?
Not sure.
And we don't know. Right. That makes sense.
True.
Paramount
that is true.
Plus.
You would think.
Paramount Plus.
Which I got to get this Paramount Plus. I don't have it yet. But I also said I got to I have too many of these streaming services.
Yeah.
And I really want to watch Tulsa King. There's a bunch of things I'd like to watch. But I got to cancel some stuff first. It's too much.
Okay, I've got an answer, Jerry.
We've got an answer.
Because Spike hates when we do this, where people, and I hate it too, when hosts are just on the air not having any information. He's correct.
He's right, yes, I agree.
All March Madness games airing on CBS will be available to stream simultaneously with the Paramount Plus Premier Tier subscription, which is $10 a month.
Okay.
All right, good enough. Good enough for me. Got an answer.
Good enough for me.
Got an answer now. Did you happen to see, and I can't share any of the details, Jerry, because I don't think I can say them. But if you look, The Michael Irvin versus Marriott situation. We did get some more information of what Marriott is claiming was said by Michael Irvin to this woman.
I have a couple of thoughts here.
All right.
And we can't, you can't even
they're
say
vulgar.
That. Yes, that she's claiming he said.
Yeah.
Here's the problem for Michael Irvin, and then I'm going to give you the problem Marriott has, which is why this is so complicated. Michael Irvin has admitted that he was drunk.
So it's bad for him.
I shouldn't say that. Had drinks. Leave it there.
And didn't recall even the interaction.
Correct. That's a mark against him.
Mm-hmm.
The mark against the Marriott is they refused vehemently to release the video. Why? If he said what she said he said, what's the harm in releasing the video? Because you have it on video. So, and then those two things, I don't know what to make of it. And then you come back to he said, she said. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem for Michael Irvin is his track record's not great. Recently, it's been fine. But if you go back, not great. Now, the crappy part about this, I would think, is that the Irvin camp will start digging around this woman's life. I don't know how you rule on things like this.
It's going to get ugly.
Unless you have video that has audio, which I have not seen that. Anything I've read is that it's just video. Or you get some expert lip reader. I don't know.
I did see some video that was taken by people in the Marriott that night.
Okay.
I did see some video on Twitter, but you can't hear their interaction.
That's the problem.
But it doesn't look like anything.
And wasn't it quick?
It seems, if that's the only interaction they had, it looks quick. And it looks like I said, you can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't look like trouble from afar.
Were they laughing, smiling?
Hard to tell.
Can't tell
that
either. Right.
The angle. But it was clear video. It was just at a distance.
Yeah. I don't know how this gets resolved because his career is on the line.
Yeah.
Now, if he did it, he's a creep. Understood. If he didn't, he could lose his career over something he didn't do. I don't know.
Right. Then you also, this is the other thing that happens in these situations is this story will ultimately just fade away and flutter because it's going to take forever.
But yeah, but not for him.
Right. No matter what the outcome is, this will be on him now,
yes.
Even if he didn't do anything wrong.
And NFL Network is not going to put him back on until he's exonerated of this.
Yeah.
If he ever does. Yeah. It's a crappy situation all around. Because if he did it, he's a creep. If he didn't do it, she's a creep.
Yes. Someone's a creep.
Someone in this situation is a creep.
Now, I have a couple other NFL notes I'd like to get
NFL.
Your take on, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know that the Buccaneers are one of those teams that I like to pretend I'm a big fan of.
See, now that's a team I actually have no problem with you being a
fan
of.
Okay, good.
Yay.
But they don't have a quarterback now, Jerry.
They're going to be bad. Yes.
Well, what if I told you that Baker Mayfield is the Bucs' target?
You know,
in
they're
going to
be bad. Yeah.
You wait.
He doesn't do it for me.
You're telling me if I have the Buccaneers with Baker Mayfield down there slinging it. In the big sombrero.
Who's the coach?
The former Jet guy.
He's still there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to be good.
You're putting us on Todd Bowles, Jerry?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I put a lot on the young receivers from last year. This year, it's going to be on Todd Bowles.
You're saying a Todd Bowles-Baker-Mayfield marriage ain't doing it for you.
Well, why don't you check the odds on FanDuel?
Probably
they're not going
right?
to be good.
So you're saying that's not going to move the needle?
No. Over, under on wins, 4.5.
See, I liked the idea of it when I saw it on paper. Now you're talking me out of it.
Well, the one thing I would say you got going for you, it would be the division. You've got the Panthers, right, who are going to have the number one quarterback with their trade with the Bears, who could struggle year one. So you kind of dismiss them. You've got the Saints and Derek Carr. Are we really afraid of Derek Carr?
I am.
You are.
In that division, yeah.
You mean as a Bucs fan?
Yeah.
You're concerned about Derek Carr?
Yes.
Okay. What team am I missing in the NFC South? Help me out.
You got the Bucs. You got the Falcons. They suck.
So here's the deal. Go 8-9. You might win the division. Maybe it works for Baker Mayfield.
Right. What did the Bucs make it? What were the Bucs this past year where they got in? Were they
8-9?
They were 8-9.
8-9. Yeah, because they were 8-8, and then Brady didn't really play that last week.
Just go
they
8-9.
Finished 8-9.
Just go under 500 and win your division.
I will. You know what? Looking at the division,
now you're liking this Baker Mayfield to the
Bucs. No, because they're not going to do any damage.
Oh,
but they could win games inside that division for sure. So
why is no one excited about Adam Thielen being on the free agency or being out there now that the Vikings let him go? I feel like
it's a great question. And I think if this was 2 years ago, there would have been a big, he didn't have a great season.
Partly because
Justin Jefferson is phenomenal.
Right.
He kind of went from being the go-to guy to an afterthought. But I agree with you. If someone needs a guy, there's a guy.
Right. They're like, oh, after 9 years, Adam Thielen's been released. And then there wasn't like this big buzz of people knocking down doors to get to him. I don't understand.
Well, we'll see when the tampering starts today if people are knocking down his door.
Oh, they couldn't be knocking down the door yet.
Well, if he was released, free agent, then I guess technically you could have.
Someone's knocking down the door.
Yeah, I don't know, man. These rules are bizarre.
I love when you go, tampering can begin to get today. That sounds like a crime. It sounds like you just said, Jerry, today we can begin doing crimes.
It's like, what is that movie where they give you one day every year where you can do whatever the hell you want with no penalty? Is it The Purge? What's the movie?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, though, yes?
Kind of.
Not really.
I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it either because I turned it off. I thought it was so stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But I did see parts of it.
Yeah. They're like, today you may tamper. Tomorrow you may randomly assault one person.
No, you can't assault anybody. No, come on.
Tampering period begins.
Tampering is not assaulting.
So you mentioned, Jerry. So the Bears were the number one pick. They dealt that pick to the Panthers.
Correct.
But now I'm reading the Panthers might deal that pick. If they like more than one quarterback in the draft, they'll let the other team that they deal with pick the first quarterback. Right. They'll take the second one.
And they'll take the other one.
I like that. It takes the...
the onus off them.
Yeah, the onus, yeah. Jerry.
I know.
Takes the onus off them. They're like, this is who was left.
And you know what the best part is? No one knows if that quarterback's going to be any good.
Correct.
It's the NFL draft is such a sham.
That's why I think the Panthers are like, let's trade this back. We'll take whoever's left. We'd be just as lucky, and we'll get some more picks out of it.
If they don't have good conviction over one or the other, yeah. It's a smart move. It's a very smart move. I don't know. It's like people gear up for this NFL draft like it's the end-all, be-all. There are so many more misses than hits. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I love when you're watching coverage. And with the 17th pick in the fifth round, and then they go to the analyst. Oh, this guy. I mean, this guy's got wheels. He's got great hands. Meantime, you never hear from him ever.
Yeah. Like, and yet every year we believe Mel Kiper Jr.
None of them know what the hell they're doing. Right. Where was everybody on Tom Brady years ago?
Nowhere. They were nowhere to be found, Jerry.
You know why? Because he looked pathetic in that picture.
And they were all up in the business of Ryan Leaf back then.
Right.
They didn't know nothing.
It was Leaf or Manning, correct? Yeah. Wasn't that the same draft?
Leaf Manning.
That's right.
Who you going to take? Leaf Manning.
Right.
Manning Leaf. Who do you want, Jerry? They're both equals.
If I
go back,
Manning.
They're both terrific.
Yeah, Manning. Leaf didn't work out so good.
Jerry, with hindsight being 2020, who would you have taken?
I think Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, you're gonna, yeah, me too.
I'm going to pass on Ryan Leaf.
That's what I would have done.
He might punch you in the face if you ask him the wrong question.
I'm with you, Jerry. If hindsight being 2020, I would take Peyton Manning.
Let me ask you this. If you could pick, they wouldn't be on the Colts. They wouldn't be on the Patriots. We'd have to pick another team. Manning or Brady, who would you take? Not on the Patriots, not on the Colts.
Manning.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think as great as Brady was, everything was really went well for him.
We rolled out the red carpet for that guy.
I will tell you, though, and I could be wrong about this, it feels like Manning threw a lot more big picks and big spots than Brady did, though. Maybe I got to rethink that. My first inclination, though, was Manning. I agree. But now I got to rethink that.
I feel like and Tom Brady's the leader, Jerry. But I feel like Peyton Manning's a step above leader.
People would say he was like a coach on the field.
Yes, coach on the field.
People might not have liked that, though.
Brady
yelled at people, too,
actually. Both of them screamed at people on the sideline, which I like.
And as long as you're winning, you can do that.
Correct. You can't Mac Jones it, douche face, as Boomer called him. You can't do that when you're not won yet. You win multiple Super Bowls, you go yell at anybody you want on the sideline.
Just once, I'd like to see one of these star quarterbacks that yells at the team when they throw a dumbass interception. The team go yell at him. It's almost like you deserve it, for God's sake.
Have a lineman just go up to him and...
Which we've seen, but not with the star quarterback.
Yeah.
We have seen guys go,
guys. I feel like
I've
seen Peyton Manning and a lineman fighting where the guy went back at him.
You're right. I think that video just resurfaced about a month ago. You're right about that.
I like that.
Because we had all that stuff with Vanderjack and Manning. That video came. I don't know why, but that resurfaced. And you're right. There was a lineman that was yelling at Manning, and they were yelling back and forth. That's true.
And Manning didn't like that the lineman was going back at him.
Right, and he had the stupid indented forehead from the helmet.
Big forehead indention.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right. All right. Are you ready to take a break, or you have one more?
No, I don't want to get into it. Give me the other side, Jerry.
I'll give you the other side.
Okay, is this an Amy Sports Minute?
Roll me over. Yes, it is. You want to guess what it's about?
Yeah. Damn it.
I'll tell you right now, it's brought to you by Jackpocket. Okay. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Al is going to guess what the Amy Sports Minute is about.
It's about the World Baseball Classic.
No, you dumbass. The NCAA tournament.
Ah!
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We got a couple minutes to go before we get you to Boomer and Geo standing by for this Monday program. What else, Al?
I have a New York Post headline, Jerry, I'd like to read to you. And you tell me, who is this more insulting to, the pitcher or the hitter?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I know.
The headline reads this. Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
Struck out by 5'9" electrician at World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's clearly more insulting to the pitcher who went out there and just did his job.
Yeah, but I think more insulting to Ohtani because he's the professional.
Yeah.
This guy had said... didn't throw a pitch faster than 79 miles an hour.
I get it, but it's not going to be the worst strikeout of Shohei Ohtani's career. It's not.
And I was
this poor guy's just trying to be a pitcher in this tournament.
And then I look at the next day, he hits one to the scoreboard.
I saw that. Yeah, that was a mammoth shot.
I guess he got.
Were you into the U.S. losing to Mexico last night?
No.
Did you know they played Mexico last
Mexico?
Night?
Mexico? No, I was not aware of that.
At Chase Field.
Oh, you showed me that.
I did. So Pete Alonso popping up. How about that?
Pete Alonso popped up.
I did see him pop up, yes. They were literally getting murdered in that game. And then they wound up losing 11-5. So, oh well. What are you going to do?
I don't know what's going on now, Jerry.
Well, Boomer and Geo are discussing amongst themselves.
Oh, okay. That's not on the air.
No.
I can't tell.
That's why you have headphones on.
I know, but I hear it through the headphones.
Oh, turn it up. You're deaf. What else? What else? Let's go.
All right, Jerry. Would you like to race Tyreek Hill?
No. Nor should anybody. I saw he won a big race.
Yeah, it's just a track and field meet. How I don't like that he's running in the track and field meet.
Oh, here we
meet.
Go. You want to put them in glass, I know.
What if he pulls a hamstring? Then the whole season's over.
Oh, my God. It's March. Stop it.
I was trying to figure out, 60 meters in 6.
So if you were an NFL player right now, you would be basically living your life the way you live it.
Correct.
You'd be sitting home doing nothing except watching Netflix.
I would do very careful exercises, like very controlled weights. You know what I mean?
Very controlled.
Yeah, like
so
on
you wouldn't
treadmill.
Hit the weights hard. You would not be working out trying to get better.
And I wouldn't be outside.
You've plateaued already.
Yeah, I'd be like, work the weights. I would run on a treadmill, which is more.
What if you stumble on the treadmill?
Very unlikely.
People stumble on treadmills.
Very unlikely.
You make the speed too fast. You get tired. You stumble.
Yeah.
You hit your face on the treadmill. Now you got a broken jaw.
I wouldn't go out to the world track and field.
These are world class athletes.
Although,
man.
60 meters in 6.7 seconds.
Why don't you go try it?
That's more than, I'm trying to do the math on this, Jerry.
Yeah, good luck with that. How many yards is 60 meters, Al?
I don't know. That's
right,
the part
exactly.
That sucks.
How many meters in a yard, Eddie? 3 feet in a yard. How many meters?
I'm not sure.
Ooh, we stumped Eddie.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.